Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 74, There is No Will But God's, it's important to understand that God's will is your will, and your will is God's will. It may not seem like it at times, because there might be things that you want or desire, and those things seem to be delayed or distant. In fact, whatever joyful thought you hold in your heart right now is God's will for you. It is His will that you would have everything and that you would be happy. So you may wonder what's causing the delay. You see, we've accepted thoughts into our mind that are not about the truth. Thoughts about lack and scarcity, illness, despair, misery, pain, suffering, sacrifice, and even death. And these thoughts have caused what seems to be a darkened cloud around our holy mind. And until this darkened cloud is cleared away, we would not see that God's will is our will, and in fact begin to realize all the gifts that have already been given. And you would find that every joyful idea you hold in your heart has in fact already been received. Today let us try the lesson 74 and all the items in italics. Let's begin by holding in your mind whatever it is that seems to be the challenge. This might be a situation, or it might be with another person, or perhaps a group of people. Just hold the conflict in your mind. Just imagine putting all the details into a circle where you can gather up every part of this conflict. And then offer these ideas. There is no will but God's. I cannot be in conflict. You see, it doesn't mean that you are in denial of your situation. It means that you are attempting to see your situation truly. And as you go back to the cause, the true cause of all in all, where there is no conflict, the effect is that what you see inside of this circle becomes undone and resolved. You are looking at an effect of a misperception that you are holding right now. And by turning to the items in italics, you are reclaiming what is rightfully yours, and then all effects can be undone and healed. You can begin also with these words, I am at peace. Nothing can disturb me. My will is God's. My will and God's are one. God wills peace for His Son. There is no will but God's. These conflict thoughts are meaningless. There is no will but God's. I share it with Him. My conflicts about everything in this circle cannot be real. There is no will but God's. I seek His peace today. Then take a nice deep breath, holding these thoughts in your mind, offering yourself a sense of relief that there is not one thing outside of you that can harm or alter or threaten or take from you. All power dwells within you. There is no will but God's.